Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. I am excited to share with everyone today an amazing gentleman. I have on the show today Carl Stedman, and he is an inspiring singer-songwriter from beautiful Ontario, Canada. Originally from Liverpool, England. How fun is that? At the age of 8 till 11, he was in a wheelchair with a rare hip disease. At age 14, started Shotokan karate and still teaches to this day, 43 years later, and now is a fifth degree black belt. He became a singer-songwriter at the age of 46, providing his own affirmation. If you believe it, you will achieve it. I love that. His first CD, The Diary of an Uneducated Man, is his life story and song. His latest CD, released on Earth Day 2016, The Greatest Me, is to empower and inspire children to their greatness within. I love it. And Carl will share much more of this with us now. To begin, Carl, I want to say welcome, welcome. I'm honored to have you on the show.
Thank you, Paula. It's a thrill to be here. I'm so excited to share with you.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you so much. I would love you to begin today. Please share the remarkable background that you have. Share that with us, please.
Okay, Paula. Yeah, I grew up in a place called Merseyside, actually, which is Liverpool, is it, within Merseyside. And at the age of 8, I had a very rare hip disorder called Baker's disease. So I was in a wheelchair for 3 years, which, going back at that time, bullying and things like that weren't really in the news much. So I had a lot of bullying because after the wheelchair, I was in a walking contraption, so it didn't look too good when I was galloping along the road. It was a bit like Forrest Gump. And so I was extremely disempowered as a young man. And then I come out of the wheelchair at the age of 11. And then I discovered Bruce Lee by, I went to the movies one day, and me being a very disempowered young man, I looked at myself like a little, I looked at myself as a figure from South Park. I was little, I was fat, and terribly disempowered. And then I seen this Bruce Lee that was incredibly self-empowered. And that moment, that day, changed my life forever. So I joined our local karate club, and I became very, very dedicated in the martial arts, and I still teach to this day. So I became very, very self-empowered. You know?
Oh, I love that. I love that. So seeing Bruce Lee triggered that in you to take those lessons, and how remarkable that is.
Yeah. And the remarkable thing is, Paula, as well, after training in the martial arts for about 10 years, I started to look deeper into Bruce Lee's life. And Bruce Lee was a philosopher, and he truly believed in quantum physics about how we create our reality by our energy within. And Bruce Lee declared that he was going to be the most famous Oriental actor of all time, way before he'd done his first movie, which was quite, with my understanding and studying of quantum physics and energy, I realized that Bruce Lee was a self-made man. And I understood that with that belief, it can change your attitude, which can change your life. And so that's what I really teach in my classes now with the children, is the affirmations, which are very, very powerful, you know?
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And what brought you into your singing and songwriting? What triggered that, Carl?
Okay, at the age of, at the age of 28, I left Liverpool and came to Canada. And then I came with my ex-wife, and then we got divorced. My father died. I lost my home. I lost my possessions. I basically lost every material thing. I even lost the things from my home that I put in storage. I even lost everything, including photographs and videos of my past, because I couldn't afford to pay the storage, so we put a lock on it, and then I owed X amount of dollars. I think it was about $600. I just couldn't afford it. So even that, so it was like my whole past left, you know, and I was here living in the moment, and I had a shift in consciousness, and I realized the most important thing in your life is to live in the moment, because there is only one moment, which is the now. And everything changed in my life with that shift in consciousness. And I discovered the true essence of who I was as a human being, the essence that everyone has. But sometimes I think it takes a great pain to start to look at life in a different way. And then I started to understand about the law of attraction and how energy, like energy, comes into your life. And I declared I was going to become a singer. I had a mystical experience as well, which actually was like a proof positive to me of who I was at that essence. It was an incredible experience. So I declared I was going to become a singer and sing about my life. And from that point, the law of attraction truly worked for me, because I had the lead singer of a band called Lighthouse, which had some big hits. And they, Dan Clancy actually took me under his wing. He helped me with the album. And then we had the artist formerly known as Prince. I know it was very sad that he passed away. He passed over a couple of weeks ago. His sound mixer mixed my first album. So again, this to me was proof positive how the law of attraction works. When you put it out there and you have a belief in a positive fashion. I had this great album produced by these fabulous men. And so I put my first album out, and then from there I just went from strength to strength and started doing shows and things like that. And it was proof positive of how the law of attraction works with energy and that positive energy, really.
Oh, yes. I am so with you on that. I so believe that like creates like, that the energy we put out is the energy we manifest.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes. And it sounds like you take so much joy into your life that with your music and with your songwriting. I bet that brings so much joy and happiness into your life.
Yes, Paula. And that's the fascinating, beautiful thing, is because I know your show is about being happy, and I think that is a major ingredient of how we manifest things in our life. When you are happy and joyful, and I encourage all my students to follow the heart. What do you really want to do? Don't do something that someone else is trying to push you into. Listen to your guidance system, which is your heart. And I've always loved to sing as a little boy, but then the funny thing is, I discovered Bruce Lee, and martial arts was my path. But then at the age of 46, I realized that we can achieve anything. And so what I've been telling my students, go for your dreams, follow your heart. At the age of 46, I thought, what do I truly love to do? I love to sing. I decided, I put it out there. I declared, I am a singer. And then the doors started to open for me. And then I call it the law of attraction in action. Because, yes, the doors will open, but it takes action to walk through that door to meet that person. And then, and with joy, absolute joy. And I always say, I love to spread the message that we are all amazing. The champion is inside. But I do it with joy, not like banging my hand. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. I do it with love and happiness, because I love doing what I do. And I think that has a huge impact on the creations that I manifest.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is just beautiful. I love law of attraction in action. That is so superb. Oh, I am enjoying you so much, Carl. I am afraid, though, we have to pop out for a commercial. But everyone, Don't go away. I will be right back with Carl Stedman. Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Paula.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am joined today by Carl Stedman. Carl, thank you. I am loving this conversation.
All of you, it's such a pleasure to be here on your show with your, I can feel your energy from here. And I'd like to say hello to everyone listening as well. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored. We were just discussing all your background and all that you have accomplished in your life. And I would love to know, you've talked about your CDs. Tell us about what you're doing now. What is going on in today's world for you?
Okay, Paul, my main thing over the last 5 years, I mean, a friend once said to me, a friend who actually travels the world teaching the law of attraction, her name is Jennifer Hook, but she once said to me, about 10 years ago, Carl, you have a pipeline of children. And I didn't truly know it then. I wanted to get my songs out and things like that. And so that was 10 years ago. And so I still teach the children every day. I teach at the Montessori schools, actually. I teach them sports. But the biggest thing I teach them is the champion is within them, and to bring that champion out, because they're all incredible. So I let the children know just how amazing they are. And I teach the karate classes twice a week at the Harmony Center, which is my old club that I founded in 1989. But then 3 years ago, at a spiritual retreat, I met the fabulous Peter Nelson. And Peter Nelson is a very enlightened composer, and he told me that he wanted to do a children's CD.
I love it.
So that was 3 years ago. So we started working on it about 2 years ago. And we finally just released it on Earth Day 2016. So about a week and a half ago, actually. And I am so, so excited with this CD, Paula, because it's Peter, as a young man, was very disempowered as well. So this has been his life purpose. When he looks back, that he does not want children to go through what he did. And I'm the same. So when we met, we said, okay, we're Lennon and McCartney. Of course, me being from Liverpool. You know, we got together and we worked out these songs. And he said to me, I was the man to take them out. He was the one to compose the music. And he wrote most of the songs on it. I wrote I Am That I Am. That is my song. So we got together and we released it on Earth Day. And these songs are so powerful, Paula V. They are probably, we believe, and we're not saying this egotistically, this is one of the most powerful children's CDs ever to be produced. And when people listen to the quality, and not only that, it's done with what's called the 432 frequency, which brings you into a natural state of peace. Pythagoras discovered this many, many years ago. And all the songs are affirmations. So each song is a very powerful song.
Oh, how beautiful. Because, oh my gosh, the effect you can have on these children with the CD and how they feel about themselves. What a positive, positive influence. I love that.
Yes, it really is, Paula, and with Peter and myself both understanding over the last 12, 15, 20 years, he has been on a similar path to me. I wanted to understand how the subconscious mind works, because it's actually the subconscious mind that runs the boat. And from the age, even before the child is born, when the child is in the womb, they are downloading information from their environment up to the age of 7. So a child does not learn by always being told what to do. It downloads most of the information, and it also, the download is how people act, not what you tell them. They learn by what you do. So with our understanding of this, we've created the songs for a child to become self-empowered, and with them affirmations that it triggers a new way of being, that it changes how they feel, how their energy is, and it actually shifts a child if a child is negative or no confidence, and it can help them in so many ways.
Oh, that is beyond fantastic, Carl. Would you please share with the listeners how they can get a copy of this CD?
Yes, if they go onto my website, which is Carl, C-A-R-L, Stedmond, S-T-E-D-M-O-N-D. They can go onto my website. And actually right now, Paula, if they go on, they can hear every song all the way through. Because not always you can hear someone's album all the way through. And there's 18 songs on the album. There's 11 main songs on the album. And I actually do 7 songs with he's my little nephew, who's a puppet.
Oh.
And his name is George. Just for people who are listening in as well, they need to scroll down so that when they go on the website, it looks like there's only 11. But if they go to the bar at the side and scroll down, there's 7 bonus tracks. And we absolutely love the bonus tracks with my little nephew, George. And George is an enlightened little 8-and-a-half-year-old boy.
Oh. How?
And he's with me. He wants to say hello to you, Paula V.
Oh, I would love to say hello to him.
Hey, Paul, George, come over here. I'd like you, we're on the radio live. Come and say hello to Paula V.
Okay, Uncle Carl. Hi, Paula V, how are you doing?
Hi, George, I am just wonderful. How are you, George?
I'm really great. Uncle Carl told me that he's on the radio, and I could say hello to everyone. Hello, everyone listening on this interview. And don't forget to go to the website and listen to our songs, because there's so much wisdom, and it can help all the children to realize how great they are inside. And we're all amazing.
Oh, George, that is so wonderful. I am so happy to meet you.
And you too, Paula V. It's lovely to talk to you. Uncle Carl wants to say something now.
Okay, bye, George.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks, George. Yeah, so that's George, Paula V.
I love George.
Yeah, and we do a duet on the album, and he's quite great. And we talk on the duets a bit about the songs like I Am That I Am and The Greatest Me. And we have a song called Attitude of Gratitude, and another one called I Am a Seed. And they're just absolutely beautifully constructed songs, you know. And we're very, very excited for this CD.
Oh, they are just feel good. I can wait to play the CD for my grandchildren. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, yeah. I we're really excited. And we're actually looking to do these shows at schools and parties. So anyone, especially in the Ontario area, I know that people listen to this all over the world, but who knows, one day we'd love to do shows and do tours, you know. But that all that information is on the will be available on the website. And also, Paula V, if anyone Googles my name or goes onto YouTube, they can see things that I've done, listen to some of the songs. But all the songs from The Greatest Me is on my website, carlstedman.com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You are an inspiration. I am just so thrilled to share you with everyone. And we have about one more minute of the show, Carl. Any last words you would like to share to the listeners today?
Yes. Everyone to understand that truly everything is energy. And the energy that comes from within us is what we will project out there. So I actually do believe in meditation, to go within to that quiet place, and we can get rid of so much negative energy if we can be aware of it and just be aware of I believe there's a big change happening in the world now where we all understand we're all connected to each other.
Yes.
And love is an energy, and it's truly just love each other and treat each other with kindness.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Carl. I myself believe that love is the greatest power. It really is.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it. And I thank you for joining us today. A big thank you to all of my listeners out there. Love, hugs, blessings, a happy day to everyone. And Carl, wishing you a happy day as well.
George wants to say one more thing, Paula.
And everyone, be kindful. Be kindful.
He's got a new word. He says, be kindful. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Carl. Goodbye.
Thank you, Paula V.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Paula V here. Welcome to Why Am I So Happy? I am excited today to share with you an amazing lady. She is just a fantastic woman that does so much for others, and I just love everything about the name of your company, for one. Anyway, I want to welcome Lisa Ryan, and first off, say thank you, Lisa, for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Happy to be here.
Thank you. And Lisa has a company named Gratigy, which I absolutely love. I'm so in love with gratitude and appreciation. She is the chief appreciation strategist. She has been in 2 movies, in 8 books, and so much more. But Lisa, will have you share a little bit of your history and everything with us. I'm very excited. But first off, your company name being Gratigy, tell us a little more about that and about you and what brought that to the creation.
Well, I actually had an experience with gratitude back in 2009. I went to a 4-day intensive seminar with some of my friends, and as a result of that, of wanting to keep the energy that we had, you know, when you're at an intensive seminar for 4 days, you are jacked up on the drive home.
Yes.
And we wanted to be able to keep that energy, so we actually not only opened up a Facebook thread so that we can share our experiences from the seminar with each other, but we also decided to start keeping track of 3 things that we were grateful for every day. And that single practice of writing down my gratitudes literally changed every aspect of my life. It's been an amazing journey, and Gratigy is gratitude strategies, because the thing is that when we think of strategies, we think about more of the business environment, the corporate environment, and gratitude more of the personal environment, you know, the things that we're grateful for. But Gratigy actually merges those two and shows that how we can bring that thankfulness, that appreciation into the workplace and really make it a more positive experience for everybody.
Oh, I love that. I love that because, you know, when we have gratitude, it really changes our outlook. I love that. So what does gratitude have to do with being happier?
You know, a lot of times because we're actually, there's a part of it that's wired for negativity. You know, it's like you see it on the news at night, which is why I don't watch the news, but you see it so often. You know, they talk about misery loving company and stuff. And what gratitude does is it reminds us of the good things that we do have in our lives. And when I share with people my 30-day gratitude challenge or keeping the gratitude journal, I had this one woman that told me, you know, Lisa, you don't understand. I've got nothing to be grateful for. And it was okay. Like, did you wake up this morning? Well, yeah. Write that down. Did you wake up in a house with running water and a warm bed and electricity? You know, and she's like, well, yeah. Well, write that down. We start where we're at. But the thing is that when you can find, even if you're going through a, you know, dark period in your life, when you just start to look for the little things that you can find to be grateful for, no matter what is going on in your life, it does make you happier, because we realize that, yes, life happens and sometimes throws us some curveballs that we don't expect. But when we can look for the lesson, when we can look for the good, I'll tell you from my own experience, we can always find it.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love that you say, even if it's this one little piece, finding that one little piece of gratitude, you know, that can be the beginning. I love it. So,
there's so much that we take for granted. That's the thing. Not the gratitude has to be this big, oh, I won the lottery. Oh, I met the love of my life. Oh, I just got a new job. But it is in the fact that there's running water and that we have transportation and that we have our health and, you know, whatever it is that we can find that we just kind of take for granted because it's always there. And the fact that we notice it makes it even more important for us.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. And, you know, just having, you know, the simple things like the water and food. I get many emails due to my Voice America show, which is almost 2 years now, and I have a lot of worldwide listeners, and I get emails from listeners from other countries thanking me and some of their situations. You know, we really are so blessed in the U.S. and even those in other countries that don't have a lot, you can find they're grateful for what they have and they really are really happy. What a lesson for us.
Yeah. There's actually, and you're probably familiar with it, it came out a couple years ago. I believe the movie was just called Happy, and Marcy Shimoff from The Secret was in it. But they did kind of a documentary that they went to some of the poorest places on the planet and showed exactly what you just said, that people that are in the most dire circumstances could still find joy, could still find community and connection, even though they had absolutely nothing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful movie.
Oh, I'm going to look for that. Yes, because that's so true. And that just makes such a statement. It really does tell us something. And would you say, is there more to gratitude than just a feel-good emotion?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I first started keeping my gratitude journal, it was really just an exercise I was doing with friends. You know, I always thought, well, you know, since I was a little kid, I've been sending out thank you notes and being polite, and that's just part of what you do. But when I started seeing the difference in my own life of you know, having a sales career and having customers that literally I hadn't talked to in months were calling me and inviting me to come to their facilities, and I noticed the difference with my husband, that he was more verbally appreciative. You know, all these positive things were happening, and the only thing that I had really changed was that practice of gratitude. So that's when I started doing research. And I found research that showed that gratitude played a part in our health, a stronger heart, a stronger immune system, better sleep, less stress. It plays a part in our relationships. It plays a part in the abundance, the prosperity that we have. It works in the work environment. If you have higher retention rates, you know, better productivity and profitability and passion from people who love what they do and they feel that they're appreciated, they feel that they're contributing to the mission of the organization. So yes, for people that associate with gratitude with just this feel-good emotion, it's that and it's so much more. And we can put the numbers, we can put the research to it, you know, for people that are so inclined to need that you know, additional backup and support.
Yes. And I can imagine the difference it can affect us with, say, our job, you know, being grateful for that job. You know, that changes the whole mindset. It makes us happy to be doing and taking pride in it. And that can really create a big difference in that work environment, can't it?
Well, you know, it does, and it's such a little thing to do. You know, when I work with my corporate clients, you know, there's always a manager or two that will come with the attitude of, you know, why should I thank my employees? You know, isn't that what the paycheck is for? And it's like, well, that's part of it, but those simple words, by being specific, by catching your employees doing things right, by recognizing their contribution, cost absolutely nothing. And it's that, when employees feel valued, when they feel appreciated, that they will give you their heart, their soul, their contribution at a much higher level than they will than somebody that's just working for the paycheck.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yes. Because being appreciated and feeling appreciated, what a different mindset that would give the employee. And, you know, just to walk into your job and have a supervisor or a boss say, you know, thank you for what you did today, or thank you for being here, we appreciate you. That could be huge. That can set the tone of your whole day.
Yeah. I had one of my clients, I was talking about, well, it was an attendee at a workshop I was doing, but he said, you know what, when I do something wrong, I get recognized 100% of the time. But when I do something well, it's rare that I ever hear anything good about it. So we need to flip that, because the organizations that are going with what they call a 5-to-1 positivity ratio, which basically means for every one negative, the people in your organization hear at least 5 positives, that's where the transformation starts. It's not of trying to fix what's broken. It's looking for what your team is doing right, is doing well, and helping them to do more of that.
Yes. Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. What a great switch that would be. And so we just have another minute till we have to go to commercial break. So when we come back on, I would love to find out more of, you know, how you help these companies with making that switch and what it creates. That's, you know, that can be huge all over in all types of businesses.
Yes, absolutely. It does. And for the last 6 years, I have a boatload of clients that will share, that regularly share with me how it's made the difference for them.
Yes. I personally, myself, for 27 years, I was a restaurant girl and restaurant owner. And I really felt appreciating customers and employees made a huge, huge difference, you know, in any business. So I love it, Lisa. I love it. We do have to pop out for a break, but everyone, we will be right back. Lisa, we will be right back.
All righty.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paul Levie here with Lisa Ryan, and we are talking about gratitude. And Lisa is the Chief Appreciation Strategist of Gratigy, her amazing company, and how she helps others. It's absolutely fantastic. So, Lisa, let's just jump right back into you sharing how you help others in business and in other ways. And I would love also to hear about what you call your show process.
Sure. Yeah, there's actually two main topics that I talk about. And I'm kind of an acronym girl, so I have my show talk and my thanks talk. And then, you know, when I describe them to my clients, they're like, well, they both sound so great. And then I do my show thanks talk. But let's start with SHOW, because this kind of sets the foundation. When we look at the acronym SHOW, the S is for self. And we've talked about it a little bit already as far as it changes your perspective, you know, as we start to look for the good. What that leads to is the H of health. When we're feeling better about ourselves, when we're looking for the good, you can show where you have a stronger heart, where you have a more effective immune system. They've shown that people that keep a gratitude journal who have things like neuromuscular diseases or autoimmune diseases actually fare better with a practice of gratitude. So as we're feeling better, then the O is our relationship with others. Because there's too many times that we assume that the people in our lives know how we feel about them. Oh, he knows that I love him. Oh, she knows that I appreciate her. You know what? They don't. And it's taking the time while we're still on the planet, instead of course waiting for that person's eulogy, for all the beautiful things to come out of your mouth that you didn't say to them while they were alive.
Yes.
You know, I say this all the time in my talks, that I think that it should be illegal that we should say and to say anything at somebody's eulogy that you did not tell them while they were on the planet.
Yes.
You know, and to write that down, to let them know, to pick up the phone, because none of us are guaranteed that tomorrow.
Oh.
And we can also look at that in the workplace, too.
Yes, yes.
I
am so right there with you. At a young age, I lost an uncle who was so dear to me out of the blue, and I made the decision for the rest of my life, I'm going to make sure the people I love know I love them. Because you're right, tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Right.
Yes.
And then and the W in show, depending on who I'm talking to, if it's general audience, we look at the W as wealth, you know, of looking at what we do have, what we have in our wallets, you know, whether it be a dollar or, you know, it's completely filled with plastic like mine is. Acknowledging what we have, but also in the work environment and how that sense of gratitude and appreciation does affect organizations. So that's the show process, self, health, relationship with others, and wealth.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that covers everything. I mean, that really covers a lot. Now, tell me, on the personal side, Lisa, how has gratitude got you through your personal tough times?
Well, interesting that you should ask that. I started my gratitude practice in 2009, and almost a year to the day, which is kind of weird how that worked out, my very lucrative medical sales position was eliminated via group conference call with 12 of us getting canned at the same time. Okay.
Oh, my
God. It was honestly one of the most devastating things that I've ever gone to. I woke up in the morning, I had a really good job, and, you know, and by lunchtime, I didn't. It's devastating. And especially to be doing it, that, you know, that it was done so impersonally with a company I had been at for 7 years. But what really came down to it is, as I'm sitting in my office and shaking and crying and just not having any idea what I was going to do, I said, wait a minute, I've been doing this gratitude practice, so my little inner voice told me to sit down, meditate, and ask the question, and that's what I did. I said, okay, what can I find to be grateful for in this situation? And it was actually my goal list that I wrote in 1989 popped into my head. It had about 80 different items on it. The first one was to buy a house, check, I had done that. But the second one was to become a professional motivational speaker, and the third one was to write a book. And it was almost at that moment that I realized that these goals that had been on my list for more than 20 years could finally come to fruition. And if I had not chosen gratitude, if I had chosen to wallow in the unfairness of it and continue in that fear, I would have never had the opportunity, and I should say, the opportunities that I've had in the last 5 years, I don't think would have revealed themselves to the extent that they did. It's in looking for the good, even when the most devastating things happen, like the loss of a job, or, you know, the loss of a relationship. I've used gratitude in that to heal relationships. It's really a journey. And when people don't, you know, they don't get it or they don't understand it, my challenge is that for 30 days, just 30 days, either first thing in the morning, last thing before you go to bed at night, write down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. Just do it every day. Add some detail to it. Don't just write down, you know, I'm grateful for my husband, I'm grateful for my cats, I'm grateful for my house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm so grateful for watching Big Bang Theory with 2 of my kitties sitting on my lap. You know, so you can feel that sense of appreciation. But and it literally takes less than 2 minutes to do.
Yes.
I know I was doing one of my workshops, and I was talking about the gratitude journal, and this lady started yelling at me. She's like, where in the world am I supposed to find the time to do that with my schedule? And I'm like, giving up maybe 2 minutes of sleep? You know, I'm not telling you to do it for hours on end, to go through that whole journaling process, but give yourself the gift of 60 seconds to 2 minutes and think about and focus on the things that you're grateful for. And the magic about it is that after 30 days, you're going to want to keep going because you'll see the changes and you'll see that difference in yourself, your health, your relationship with others, and your wealth.
Oh, I love that. What a great idea. And, you know, taking that 2 minutes, you're writing it down, and you're having to think about that a moment and take in, oh, yes, I'm grateful for this. I have this. And what a great mindset to get yourself in.
Well, and it's also nice because I can't tell you how many times that I have gone back and reread my gratitude journal. And just so you kind of get a feel for the ebbs and flows in life, or if you're having a bad day and you can't figure out a thing to be grateful for, to turn back a couple pages or turn back a couple weeks or whatever, and, you know, and relive when you were feeling grateful. And by going over that, you're like,
yes,
that's right. That's what I have, and it makes it easier to just those little reminders that you already wrote down. You have it there.
I love that. I love that. It's like, for me, it's like I'm at a stop sign. I can go left with thinking about what I'm lacking, or I can go right thinking about what I have and what I'm grateful for.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. You're absolutely right. It's a choice.
Yes.
And it's not always the easy choice because, you know, you just get into a car accident. Okay, well, that's not something to be grateful for. Well, you know what? Depending on the situation, I'm not hurt. Yay, I'm grateful. I may get a new car out of it. Yay, I'm grateful. You know, I had a client of mine that actually his daughter was going through some financial struggles, and he didn't have the money to help her, and he decided to pray, you know, of, how, you know, help me help my daughter. And a couple days later, he got into a car accident, which totaled his car. The insurance company gave him a check to pay for the car, and he was able to help his daughter financially. Now, is that the way that he would have expected it, to get the money to help his daughter? No. But when the universe gave him that opportunity to help his daughter in a way that he would have never, you know, imagined, it came out. And because he was able to get to gratitude, it wasn't, oh, I don't have a car, oh, this is horrible, oh, you know, blah, blah. He said, yay, thank you, I can help my daughter now. And he did.
I love it. Yes, absolutely. Or if you lose a job, but oh my gosh, you end up with a better job. You never know. You never know. Now, Lisa, what would you say is the most important thing you can do to find gratitude when you're going through a difficult time?
Is when you are getting through the rawness of the emotion. I am not saying that, you know, to slap on a happy face and always pretend that everything's, you know, peachy king, because sometimes, you know, when bad things happen, we need to experience whatever that sadness, that sorrow, that anger is. But when we come out of the rawness of the emotion, so that we don't get stopped, you know, that we don't just wallow, to look for just one single good thing, you know, one good thing that forces yourself to look for the good, then that really changes things around. Another way is right before bed, you know, to think about the day and to write down five good things that happened during the day. You know, after a particularly horrific day, that may be difficult to do, but when you force yourself to do it, to get into the habit of looking for the good, like I said, you can always find it, and it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be coming home from work and the wagging tail of your dog who greets you at the door. You can be grateful for that.
Yes.
With me, I'm a cat person, so when Tinkerbell greets me at the door, she's so excited to see me. She's the greatest cat on the planet, besides, of course, Winnie and Simba, who get mad every time I say that. But we, you know, animals bring so much joy to our lives. And again, just taking the moment to acknowledge them, anything that brings a smile. You come from home from work, one of your kids gives you a hug. You know, the grass is green, the sky is blue. When we really put our mind to it, we can find something we like.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is so perfect. Beautiful words, Lisa. And I'm afraid we've got about one more minute left and we'll have to say goodbye. Could you share with the audience how they can get in touch with you, purchase products, or hire you for an upcoming event? How would they contact you?
Yeah, my website is grategy.com, which is grategy.com. You can contact me directly through my website. But what I would also encourage your listeners to do is to sign up for Gratitude Thought of the Week. It's right on the front page of the website. And Gratitude Thought of the Week is a short inspirational message that seems to show up exactly when you need it. I've been writing it for almost 6 years now, and every day I get emails from people that are saying, oh, how did you know? That's exactly what I needed. And as far as learning about my programs that I have, that's also on the website. And I answer all my emails personally because that's just, I like to maintain those connections. So I would absolutely love to hear from any of your listeners that have questions or, you know, or just want to learn ways to bring more gratitude into their lives. And they can certainly do that at grategy.com.
Oh, Lisa, you are a gift. I am just so thrilled to have you on the show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my friend.
Oh, so happy we connected. A big thank you. And a big thank you to our listeners out there. Love, hugs, and blessings to everyone. And a happy day to everyone. And love, hugs, and blessings to you as well, Lisa.
Thank you. And right back at you.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.